Welcome to Auction Talk. Your host is Greg Story, longtime member of the National Auctioneers Association, an accredited auctioneer in real estate and president of Hart G Auction Service. Now, here's Greg.
Welcome to this edition of Auction Talk. It's spring! Well, maybe not yet, but I promise it's coming. So what does the arrival of spring mean in this country? First and foremost, it means we can look forward to months and months of daily recorded political phone calls and endless TV commercials from those politicians that promise anything and everything just to protect their phony baloney jobs. Because none of them are smart enough to even balance their own checkbook, let alone our country's. As Grandpa always said, if you can't hold down an honest job, go into politics. But for most of you out there, spring means that the snow may just melt, and that now is the time to start planning all your spring projects, such as seeding the yard, planting the garden, spraying the weeds, washing the windows, painting the house, and so forth and so forth and so forth. Maybe hibernating in front of the TV watching football for months while it was snowy and cold outside wasn't so bad after all. Let's not forget the one project that you might have been putting off for a while, even years, and that's spring cleaning. And what does spring cleaning include? Sorting through and tossing out all those unwanted items, cleaning out the garage and or the basement. But for a lot of folks who would rather spend time on the golf course or fishing by a mountain stream, for example, spring cleaning is either put off or it may mean it's time to place a call to their local auctioneer. There are many reasons that people don't call an auctioneer to market and sell their unwanted items. Most people don't understand an auction or how it works. But first and foremost, they don't want to pay a commission. Why pay someone else to do what they can do? Of course, those same people don't know what an auctioneer really does. I am continually surprised when preparing for an auction, either the advertising, professional radio spots, or even sorting through and selling what most people will throw away, or after doing an auction, how sellers will go on and on about how they never considered doing what we just did, or they never knew the possibilities of going after a certain type of bidder. I've got a great story of a man a few years ago who had an airplane kit buried in the corner of his garage. Now, this was a full-size kit for a real airplane. The kit had been damaged, and no one knew if everything was even there. The seller was going to haul it to the dump, but then he thought maybe he could get a few bucks out of it for scrap iron. The marketing for this one item targeted amateur plane builders nationwide over the internet. The seller couldn't believe it when this kit he was going to sell for junk brought $4,100 at the auction. Now, most people don't have something like that just laying around, but we all do have one or two pieces of old furniture we don't use, tools we haven't looked at since they were new, and many, many other items that we don't use anymore, or that were maybe poorly chosen Christmas gifts we received. Like I said, another reason people don't call an auctioneer is that they don't understand auctions. They really think they can get more money on their own by having a yard sale. I won't go into that today, as most of you probably remember my previous show I did on yard sales. Many people have the common misconception that if an item is offered at auction, it has to sell. They've never heard of and don't understand reserves at an auction. They don't know that they can set a minimum price for an item, such as an old car they don't drive anymore, or that near-new Amish space heater. Many people feel that they don't have enough stuff to have their own auction, and they either can't or don't want to haul it to their local consignment auction. They don't realize that many auction companies will pick up their merchandise either free or for a small fee. I did run into a seller one time that tried to take advantage of this situation, and they had an item that they wanted a totally unrealistic reserve for. And when the auctioneer couldn't sell it for this high reserve, the seller told the auctioneer just to keep it and try it at their next auction. Unfortunately for the poor auctioneer, he agreed, and he tried to sell this item at two more auctions with no success. In actuality, the auctioneer was being used as a storage facility for the seller's unwanted articles. Now, many auctioneers will tell a seller that wants an unrealistic high reserve that they will charge them a fee for an unsold item. This is one way to deal with these sellers, but often collecting this fee is next to impossible. And of course, probably the main reason people don't call an auctioneer is that it never enters their mind to avail themselves of an auctioneer's services. They may be unfamiliar how auctions work and what an auctioneer can do, or they may just be too scared to put the sale of their items into someone else's hands. Or the worst case for any auctioneer is that people just don't trust them because of some rumor or stereotype that they've heard over the years. Smaller auctions are gaining in popularity lately among both buyers and some auctioneers. The results of a recent survey amongst members of the National Auctioneers Association showed that the majority of auctioneers prefer an auction that lasted between only 2 and 4 hours. In these smaller auctions, when you don't have professional buyers, an auctioneer will usually sell about one item or one lot per minute average. The slower pace is mainly because you will have many miscellaneous items that the auctioneer will offer choice of the group, and the successful buyers take time to pick out the ones they want. This means that auctions that sell as few as 120 to 240 items are becoming more popular these days. One of the reasons auctions that take less time have gained in popularity is because of the busy schedule of buyers. People in general have more and more things they need to do and less time to do them in. Modern man continually tries to cram more and more things to do into his daily schedule, and the result is that we get less and less done. People's busy schedule includes many school events for the kids, family gatherings and commitments, as well as second jobs, and many, many other things. Any man that has been married for very long will tell you that his wife's honey-do list gets longer every year. Since people won't or can't begin to unclutter their schedules, many buyers want to get to an auction and not stay all day. They just want to buy the items they want and get on to the next thing on their list. Of course, any auctioneer will look for the one or two higher-priced items that they know will sell for more when they come out to look at your things. After all, the auctioneer needs the auction to bring in enough money for the seller to be happy and for them to be paid enough to make it worth their while to even have an auction. So what are your options if you don't have enough items or any high-dollar items to sell to make your own auction worthwhile? As I've said before, you can always look at consigning your items with your local auctioneer. They may not have a consignment auction coming up, or the time of their sale might not be convenient to your schedule. Now what? We've all seen advertisements for multifamily or neighborhood yard sales. How about getting together with your family or neighbors and having a multifamily or neighborhood yard auction? Now, there's an idea that could catch on. Just think about an auctioneer getting 100 to 200 people in the front yards of you and your neighbors' houses. The bids keep going higher, instead of one or two people offering you less and less money until you finally give in because you're fed up and tired. Sellers will get professional advertising that will really bring the people out. The higher prices will drastically outweigh the cost of the auction, and you end up with your street jammed with buyers instead of begging for a few people to stop by. Now that's a good way to do your spring cleaning. I don't know anyone out there that wouldn't like to get more money for the things when they sell them. The average person that tries to sell their items themselves doesn't understand the intricacies of advertising. Have you ever heard of the rule of three? If you wonder why a company runs 3 or 4 TV commercials in the same half-hour show, it's because of the rule of three. People have to hear or see something 3 times before it sinks in, or before they believe it. So advertising really is a complete science unto itself. The biggest mistake companies make with radio ads is that they expect great results when an ad only airs 1 or 2 times. Professional auctioneers understand advertising and study this ever-changing necessity of business. So when an auctioneer has items to sell, they're very particular about the placement of the ads. A small reader ad in a newspaper, as well as possibly one announcement on a local radio show, and let's not forget all the posters that you can't read and shouldn't even try to read while you're driving that we all see stapled on the telephone poles around town, will bring in some buyers. But an auctioneer's advertising is meant to saturate areas to stir the interest of all the buyers. Think of the professional full-color auction flyers with pictures that you see when you go into your local bank or coffee shop. They are designed to attract your attention and the attention of every buyer. How about the catchy radio advertising that saturates your local station a week or two before an auction? Or the well-placed newspaper ads that you often see? These ads either give buyers full disclosure of items that they will be selling, or direct them to the auctioneer's website where all the information about the sale can be found. Just think about what it would mean to the price of your items that you want to sell if they appeared on an auctioneer's website that thousands of people look at each day. You can't begin to compare the results that come from this type of an advertising campaign done by a professional auctioneer to a few posters tacked up on telephone poles. So I ask again, why don't more people call an auctioneer? Well, it's human nature for people not to admit that they need help. I knew this even at the age of 16 when I started my first business. That was a time when jobs were hard to come by, and I bought a 21-year-old truck with a large flatbed for $80. It had sideboards and overloads and the capability to haul about anything I could get loaded into it. I had some fancy business cards with raised letters printed up, and in an era when most people went to the grocery store on Saturdays, I had an idea. I positioned myself outside our local store Saturday morning, and every woman that came out got a business card, as long as she was not with a man. I didn't give a card to any man because I knew that a man would just toss the card because he could do the work that needed done, and those cards cost me a lot of money. But I knew every household had chores that they needed to get done. That first day resulted in two jobs hauling off tree limbs. At both of those first jobs, there were neighbors that also had jobs for me. The next Saturday, I was at a different store with a fresh batch of business cards to pass out. This simple, targeted advertising worked well back then. Today, the cost of advertising is even higher than ever, so sellers and businesses have less money to spend. The result is that advertising has to target your buyers even more than ever before if you want to get satisfactory results. Auctioneers know how to get those results. It's what they do every day. So even though it's spring and we've still got snow on the ground, now is the time to start planning. Your local auctioneer is already planning auctions into March and April. The quicker you can call them, the more your items will get advertised and the more buyers will be interested in them. Don't wait until you don't need a jacket to go outside. Now is the time to plan your spring cleanup. Get together with your neighbors, call an auctioneer, and turn your trash into cash. Thank you.
We thank you for tuning in to Auction Talk. Email your auction questions to Greg at HartG@CenturyTel.net or call 719-384-4797 or go to HartG.com and click on the Auction Talk radio tab. Tune in next time for Auction Talk. $8,000.